views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You know that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success of nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellness right now.
Hey, everybody. Coach Couch and Coffee Radio here. I'm Coach Peggy, and we are here on the couch time, on the couch, going to have some couch.
Couch. Sounds like a jingle to me.
I looked back. I'm going to get the giggles because I'm so tired. Oh, Kat and I are going to also do outtakes next year when we get stupid offset. Okay, let's go again. So sorry. Jesus, Mary and Joseph and James. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Monday night, Coach Couch and Coffee. This is Coach Peggy, and I am here with my three special friends. It is part two of Friendships, Unconditional or Conditional Love. We were together last week before Thanksgiving, of which we're going to talk about. But the reason I did this series with these gals is to talk about the differences between really loving somebody unconditionally in a friendship and how that differs from family, because we kind of do love them unconditionally, and then how many friendships or even relationships are conditional. So we chatted about that, how we met. So make sure you go back and take a peek at that. It's on my Facebook site, or you can catch it on my YouTube channel. So that will be helpful when you watch it. Think about your special friends. So I want to see if my girls have their special mugs today. I do. I have two.
I got one.
I do. I have Christmas. Unicorns in a field of horses. You have your Christmas one again.
Yes, oh, it's almost time.
That's almost time. What do you have, Mercedes? Oh my gosh, those two are my favorites. I'm surprised you didn't bring Golden Girls or something. Oh, that's awesome. I love that mug. You can get me that for Christmas.
Monica, you got it for me.
Shut your face. I did not.
Yes, you did. That's why I got it.
I did?
You did.
Oh, God, I'm such a good friend.
You are.
It was so meaningful that I remember it. Damn, girl. I'm going to kick myself. I love that. Which one do you got, Monica?
Mine says gather.
Oh, yours says gather. Gather like friends. That's awesome. So you guys know I always have the mug come to the coffee time here. So let's go over this really quickly. I can't even remember the number. It was crazy. Like 58 years of combined years of friendship I have with these gals. It's like 2020, and Mercedes and I have gone through enough stuff in 10 years. It feels like 20. And you're younger than I am. So do you feel like you've caught up to me in age?
Yes.
Have I aged you? Oh, I have. Okay.
Okay. No.
I've aged me. So we chatted about how we met, and we were talking kind of about our ups and downs and our favorite memories and all of that fun stuff. Today, what I wanted to chat about is, let's go back to like the Thanksgiving kind of mentality and coming off of Thanksgiving. Now we're headed into Christmas or Hanukkah, but the end of the year and New Year's resolutions and all those things and how important friendships are. So I want to go into that today. And I also want to make sure the tips we have for our special friendships that we might give to anybody else on any do's and don'ts, anything that we can come up with that's either worked for us or we've learned that it hasn't worked for us, that we would tell everybody else not to do. So coming off of Thanksgiving, Monica, when you're with, you spend most of Thanksgiving with family or friends, like mostly family.
All right? Family.
Is that all you guys family versus the friend thing? Okay. So when you're with them, you're feeling it's pretty unconditional. I mean, even if you're mad at them and they don't show up, you still love
Depends
them.
On the family member that's there, but yes.
So politically correct. Yes, this does get uploaded to, you know, Apple Podcasts. So be careful. You could be in a lot of trouble.
I'm real, you know, so if you ask, I'll tell you.
I know, that's true. Yes, we both are pretty transparent that way. But Thanksgiving, so when you don't have your friends around the table, do you think about them? Do you contact them ahead of time? Cause it's such a grateful time of year, but I know for me, I think about you guys and that's why I really wanted to focus on this show this month. But for me around Thanksgiving, I tend to not reach out as much as I probably should for my friends for Thanksgiving, because it just kind of comes and goes. You think of turkey, you think of how do I eat well or stay active? You know, it's kind of like that stuff. And I really want to try to do a better job when it's really, truly about Thanksgiving and gratitude and those types of things to friends. But what are you guys' thoughts with friends and family and Thanksgiving, Mercedes?
Usually I spend it with family. I think this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving and then Christmas is coming up. We just have a tendency to really pay more attention to how we're treating others, ourselves. And I don't think most of the time it's not intentional to not reach out. I think, like Lori said, we just get really busy, you know, you're doing 50 million things and then it's even worse around the holidays. So I try really hard to reach out to those that truly have been a blessing to me. But it's hard though. There's times that next thing I know it, there's 5 days that have gone by and I didn't do what I was going to do.
Or a full year.
A full year. Yes.
That's what happens with wellness, right? When I'm coaching, it's like, if not now, then when? It's like, oh, Monday, or, you know, then it's Thanksgiving and then it's, you know, New Year's or whatever, but it is, and it goes by so much faster. And not to be morbid or depressing or whatever, but the older we get, you guys, it gets scary. I mean, I know when I entered my 50s and you guys, I'm not trying to be funny, even though I know I'm funny. I'm trying
try this again.
But Bob Harper, you know, when he had his heart attack, right? Super fit guy, Biggest Loser, personal trainer, somebody that I really respect. He's authentic. And when he has his heart attack, like I was sitting here, whatever it was, a year and a half ago, and just going, whoa, like this happens. So, I mean, I know as we get older, it gets more serious. And then pretty soon, all of a sudden, we're going, wow, my best friend or whatever I wish I had of. And we need to make a pact that, you know, because lots of times I'll think about you guys, especially with Monica, there's this weird thing. Now, you two don't take this personal. I already see it.
Yeah. Whatever.
They love you unconditionally.
That's right.
There's this thing with Monica that I can't explain, that I get vibes or something about her. Like it'll hit me and then I have to reach out to her and say, are you okay? Is something wrong? Is something up? And Monica, would you say like 90% of the time, something either is going on, has been going on, or to be away. It's the oddest. It's just crazy, universe, whatever. But, you know, we need to really make a pact with each other that often I do think about you guys, and we have technology. I mean, come on.
Right.
You can say thinking of you. It's crap that we're not answering our phones. We're thinking, oh, I'll get back to her later. And then that text gets buried. And then it's three or 4 days when we could just say super busy XOXO. I mean, there's really, really no excuse. You know, especially for close friends.
I would say too, you got to think about every day is not promised to us. Mm-mm. And you don't want to have any regrets or, oh, I had that chance to talk to her and I didn't. And now this, I mean, that's one thing that I've learned the hard way is you don't ever want to take for granted the next day because it may not come.
Well, and I think for me, sometimes too, it's it's not waiting for the holidays. Like sometimes,
right.
You know, I've got several close friends, you know, groups of friends that, you know, and like Peggy said, this connection that her and I have, and sometimes it doesn't have to be a holiday. We shouldn't save it for the holidays. Mm-hmm. We should, you know, if I'm particularly thinking of her and, you know, a memory will come and I'll smile and I'll send her a text and say, oh gosh, I was just thinking about you and this funny thing, you know, that you did. And I just wanted you to know, I love you. And, you know, just because, that's really important to me too.
And it takes 30 seconds.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yep.
Just the hardest one to get a hold of the three of you is Mercedes.
Oh, look at the look.
This is her. Oh my gosh, I'm so busy. Oh my God, I'm busy. Oh my God. And I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. You've been 10 years of busy. But she always knows. So like, I'll say to her, did you get the blank? Did you hear my voicemail? Yes. Yes. Did you see my email? Yes. So she, as we talk about her, as if she's not here, just is so, so busy. Stay in the moment, stay in the moments, that taking that step back to just say, hey, you know, got it, whatever. I think we really need to make a pact to make sure that we do a better job of that.
I agree.
We and me and all my totally. Personalities, but no, and especially all the friends that are out there and can hear this, that if there's someone, you know, one of the things I was thinking about with you guys that I'm 100% positive we could get through is hurt feelings. You know, there have been times you guys have told me some tough stuff, and it's exactly what I need to hear versus what I want to hear, which is a huge difference. Yeah. And sometimes when you don't want to hear it is because you've already been saying it to yourself enough times. And so I know that if our feelings got hurt between myself and any of you guys in here, teary-eyed, whatever, pissed off or whatever, we would get through it. And I know it's for my best interest. It's not for you to get ahead, for you to make me feel bad. And long-term special friendships, that's not very common. Like if you have what do they say? If you have three friends by the time you're 80 or something, like that's a miracle. If you have three close friends still that are close to you. So, I mean, that's, and I know Monica, you have sisters and you're really close to all your sisters, which of course is a blessing. And, you know, I think that that's special to have family members that are kind of like best buds too. But so what are you guys thinking about going into the holidays? So I live in Florida now. And so when I get to see you guys, obviously when I get to town, it would be really helpful moving forward if I could see you as a group and individually. I'm like, Monica's Friday, Lori's Saturday.
Yeah. That's got to be exhausting while you're here.
Oh, you have no idea how you guys are. There's one of me, three of you. But I'm not coming home this year. I know I told you I was. But
I thought you were.
I said this publicly to protect me. I know I was. It's not going to work out. We'll say that off camera. But so I'm not going to come home this Christmas. So when you think of me, when you think of your friends going into after we talked, you know, over these shows, going into the holidays, is there anything that you're going to do differently, or you can give anybody any aha that could deal with their friendships a little bit differently? Is there something that, like Mercedes, what would you tell somebody who is asking about friendship after coming off of these shows or headed into the holidays? What's one liner that you would say, hey, you should or don't?
Well, I would say you should make time, because I agree with Monica. For me, it's not that I'm busy and I'm not going to give excuses. For me, it's not that I'm that busy, because I've had this conversation with Peggy, and one of the things that will always stick out is when she was training, is that it must be nice to be that special, that you're that busy. And that's, and I actually, And I will never forget that, only because I use that on my clients, because it's true.
I did say that to you. Like, I'm so
yes. good.
I can't. I said, wow, it must be.
Wow, you were.
You're so busy.
You're so busy.
I love you. I love you too. I was mad at you. Oh.
But I think with that, though, it constantly reminds me, because even in my job, I use that line with people, because I have to remember, none of us are that busy.
That's gorgeous.
We make time for what's important, and we just have to sometimes reanalyze. And so just kind of reboot and really look at your friendships, because I do have a few close friends. And Peggy's one of them. And with them, it's unconditional, no expectations. We can meet up 6 months later again. Yeah. And that's what's important, is don't put conditions
it's like
on
making
your
friendship. Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, you bring up a good point that it's like I always say to people, if you're going to work out or you're going to do whatever, for some people, it works to put an actual appointment. Yeah. Either in their phone or on their day timer to tell them and give them authority to work out or whatever. I know Monica does that for her workouts, but it's okay to do that for your friends too, to say, you know, Saturday morning, I'm going to have some coffee and I'm going to write a couple. No one uses snail mail anymore. Nobody puts a stamp on and sticks it in the mail.
I do.
Of course you do.
I am not technology. She knows. Trying to get me to do this. It was this pulling tea. She's
I've got
like, girl, gosh.
Two
I
packages at Ross. Thank you notes. Yeah. But that's fantastic, because there is nothing better than getting that old fashioned little yeah. thank you note and just writing them when you're having some coffee. So, you know, Mercedes, something like that, even for someone who's so busy, they're a little... It's like Lego stacking, right? So it's like when you're already doing something that's pretty healthy, having a coffee break, taking a break, what else can I do that's stacked on top of that at the same time that's also healthy and important and positive? And I mean, that's a perfect example, even if it's once a month, to sit down and either call somebody or write somebody something. So I think that really is a good point for you, is to, you do make time for the things you want to make time for.
Sure.
I will use that against you for the rest of your life.
Pretty much.
As Blake Shelton says. Awesome. Okay, so what about you, Monica? When you think of do's and don'ts, or like even if you had a mantra right now about friendships, what comes to mind?
You know, I was thinking about what Mercedes said, and, you know, it's, and what you said, it's about making time for the people that you have this unconditional friendship with. So, you know, I've had friendships that are conditional. And as I've gotten older, I understand and realize those really aren't the types of friendships that I do have time for. I don't want that in my life. And that has allowed me over the years to make time for the unconditional friendships that I do have, because I have freed up this space in my life for this, you know, conditional love and friendship that I just don't have room for. And, and it frees me as a person, and it allows me to give more time to the people that I have unconditional relationships with, that it truly mean a lot. And you do use snail mail, by the way. You do Christmas cards every year, and I think that's really
that's
cool.
Right. Oh, you know.
And it's very special to get Peggy's Christmas card every year.
All right.
Right. I mean,
I
it's
just
so,
got them today.
Right?
Yay.
And it's right.
They're
see,
gonna
Lori?
Go out
she's
this
teasing
week.
You. Uh-huh. Right. And that's very special,
yeah.
you know, to go.
Oh, yeah,
oh
we
my
look
God.
Forward
see,
to
I
it.
Don't do that anymore, right? But Peggy does. And I always look right? forward to this time of year going, oh, I can't wait
getting
to
get it in
Peggy's
the mail.
Card. Right.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. I'm getting pictures and that means
cool.
a lot. Yes, lots that's of awesome. Things, right?
So that's so good. That's so good. All right. So where was I going with that? After you just caught me off guard with my, oh, Lori, I wanted to ask you, if you had a mantra, what would you say about friendships? Like you're standing up in front of a huge crowd and you're saying, this is what I think.
Well, I've got a not to do, and that's not to walk away when friends need you the most. A lot of times that's kind of easy to do. It's like they're having a hard time and I don't know what to say to them. So I'm just going to back off. I'm not going to be there. She'll call me if she needs me. But the hard times reveal who your true friends are. And so, you know, just like a relationship, you know, you good times and bad times, and you got to just, you know, know that they probably do need you. And if they don't, they'll tell you, and then you can back off. And then when they're ready, that's fine too. But you really got to stick it out with them and just be there. Listen,
I love that word. And it's like when somebody gets a serious diagnosis, you know, we don't know what to say, and they say right. It's better to say something and say it wrong than say nothing at all, you know, to correct. Not sit back and wait. It's better. You know, when I think of like a do or don't for me, I would say the most important thing for me is it's always about a path, right? Probably because I've been doing this same profession for so long that I see all the paths and how it all comes together. And that's what I respect about my friendships, is that we all have taken, and everyone needs to think about this, you take those different paths and you do different things. And whether it's college or kids or a different profession or where you live or a marriage or a divorce or a foreclosure, anything, accidents, whatever it is, to respect that you're not going to walk down that exact same path hand in hand as friends. You are going to pull apart. And if it's a good friendship, you'll meet back up. Mm-hmm. And you might come apart and you'll meet back up with no expectation. And I know that with you guys is that no matter what, I know for a fact, all three of you, I could pick up the phone and I know for a fact you would drop whatever and be there.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm so grateful for, because there are a lot of people that would do that, even family.
Yeah.
Even family that will not do that. So Kat, are you there? My darling producer. Oh, so you've been listening this last week and today. So when it comes to friends, because you're not 53, see how I put myself out there and saved you. See how I did that. So how would you, like, when you think about the topic that we've been having with the conditional and unconditional love, what comes to mind with you as like a do or a don't for special friendships to stay, you know, keep a long friendship?
Oh, you let stuff go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
One of my friends, the only friends I have left, did not show up to my wedding. Neither did he RSVP. I don't care. You know, I'm just glad that we're still friends.
You know? So how did you get through that? Did he?
When I look at it, like, I'm not friends with most of the people who went to my wedding. Maybe it was a blessing in disguise.
You're just a cool cat, though.
Yeah. What was his excuse?
He forgot.
He
slept in or something, but knowing the conversations that he and I have had and all of that, it was fine. It was just a not unexpected, but also, I mean.
So you both got past it. So that's
happens.
Important.
That's very important.
Yeah, just accept it and get past it. Yeah. That makes sense. So what is the number one quality in a friendship for you? Is it like mine, lies and lots of money?
No, that's romance. Patience, honestly, patience, the patience to wait 6 months before you hear from me, the patience to realize that I didn't remember that we had a coffee date this morning, you know, like, and I'm going to do the same for, there's no limit to patience. So the more patience you have with each other, the better that friendship is going to become.
I think too, and that is a really good point, in the sense that if you are always doing blank, forgetting the appointment, forgetting what, but that's you, and I'm not taking it personal. It's one thing to go, hey, Kat, she's one of my best friends and she's always forgetful. She's that, accepting you for that versus taking it personal and going, she's so irresponsible and she's, you know what I mean? You got to look at that whole picture. And also declaring it and just saying, hey, if you're going to be my friend, I need these conditions. Because there's nothing wrong with declaring and taking the responsibility of saying, this is what I need. We should own that instead of people guessing. Yeah. You know, if I would love to hear from you once in a while, every month or whatever, you guys should be the ones hearing it, not me be mad that you didn't read my mind. Oh man, that's awesome. Okay, Kat, just because you can cut this out, how are we on time? See how good we are? Okay.
Very good.
All right, I'm going to go into Christmas. Okay, so here we go. 3, 2. No, I just had to do that. I just wanted Kat's job for a minute. And here we go. Kat, take it from the top. Okay, say thank you. So we're headed into Christmas. We've got, you know, about 20, whatever, three-ish days for Christmas. So friendship hat on. What are you going to do? And it doesn't have to be with our friendship, but now that you've learned and kind of we've dusted off this whole friendship conversation, what are you guys promising to me, committing to me that you're going to do this month with your friends or, you know, communicate with them or do it differently? Mercedes, what are your thoughts?
I'm going to drop a card in the mail. I like to make cards when I free up time. So I like to make special cards and I'm going to make a
committing,
card.
You're committing to me that you're going to do that. That's fantastic.
Yes.
Yay, Mercedes. What about you, Monica?
I am going to reach out, but I've already got your Christmas present. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I am going to commit to get it there on time. So it will go in the mail, FedEx or something.
But you know, you're always safe. Oh, I missed Christmas. It's for your birthday. Cat's a Capricorn too, so I got that my whole life. Okay, there are 10 presents under the tree, 7 of them for Christmas and 3 for your birthday. Really? Lori, what about you? What are you going to commit to for your friends?
I think I'll commit to reaching out to 3 friends that I have not spoke to in a year.
Oh, I love this, you guys. Okay. Thank you for joining me, having this special time together. I just love this. I appreciate you being here. I love each and every one of you differently, but you have all have a space in my heart. Do not be jealous and contact each other after this.
We live in Grand Junction and Delta, so we can get together.
That's right.
Now that you brought us all together, thank you, Peggy.
Right.
That's new friendship.
First start having coffee. Peggy's going to be jealous. It.
Oh, we'll take pictures. Wish you were here. You moved. We did it.
You guys are amazing.
Thank you for having us on the show.
I love you very much, you guys. And I just want to remind everybody else that if you catch my December Dash sale, you can still hop on for that. I'm only taking 15 spots for December. So hop on to that. It's on my website. It's also on my Facebook site. I've got some really, really big news. This is it for this year for me. I'm closing out 2019 with the best year I've had professionally. I am closing down Coach Couch and Coffee. It's resting itself. So I'm done. I'm coming out with a brand new show in January, coming out with a brand new business in January, and a brand new website. So I am ecstatic to still be with Transformation Talk Radio. You will hear more from me in 2020. So thank you very much. I love all you guys. God bless.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific to tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.